including you, including all of us. We are all made up of this amazing creative force. That's two. Number three, because everything is made of creative energy, we are also creative. We create our lives with our thoughts and beliefs and emotions. We co-create with the divine. Number three, that's all great, right? Now, a lot of us, when we first realize this, when we first get how amazingly creative we are, and then we can co-create with the divine, we're like, okay, I'm going to make an amazing life, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to affirm, and I'm going to listen to groovy spiritual music, and I'm just going to manifest all this awesome stuff. And often that happens. And then, it probably has never happened to you, but then for some people, they hit a little bit of a metaphysical wall, and it's like, how come this stuff isn't working anymore? Right? Maybe. So that's what we want to talk about today. How do you maximize your creative power? How do you work in co-creation with the divine to create a life for yourself and a world that works for everyone? You want to talk about that? Maybe? Yeah. All right, Melissa, let's get started.
So what we expect is pretty much what we get, right? We talk about that here. That's familiar to those of you who have been here for a little bit. What we expect is pretty much what we get. So I think everybody knows someone like this, but I certainly know a few. You know those people that just bad stuff happens to them, like, all the time? And they talk about, if you listen to the way they talk about the world, it's like everything is always bad. And if you bring up something happy, they immediately bring up something sad. Do you know what I'm talking about? The drama. Let's talk about the politics. Let's talk about all the things, the natural disasters. Then we're going to talk about, you know, they have those conversations. And they're pretty much what you would say unlucky. They're unlucky people. Do you know what I mean? Do everybody know someone like this? Right? Okay. And then there's those other people who seem to have kind of a charmed life. Right? They just seem like, my nieces are here, so I'm like, yeah, we have charmed lives together, the four of us. So a charmed life, you know, like good stuff happens to them. Right? Now, I don't mean difficult things never happen. Right? But anyway, we're going to come back to that. So I have been both of those people. I mean, I used to be that unlucky person, and I was in it deep. I became a using drug addict at the age of 13 years old, and life sucked for me, and that's what I saw. And I got better and better at manifesting that. And it got worse and worse. And then about 28 and a half years ago, I got clean.
Yay!
Yeah, there's a bunch of other story around that, but we won't go there today. We'll just say that. And since then, my life has been on this trajectory of more and more and more and more and more charmed. Now, that happened by getting clean, and it also, there were other things I was using. Now, when I say charmed, I do want to go back to this for a moment. So, I don't mean that life is never hard for me. I don't mean that challenges don't happen. I don't mean that I never feel sad or even struggle sometimes with depression or, like, difficult things internally, right? We live in Santa Rosa. We were just evacuated from our home for 2 weeks. But I was thinking about that, because now we're home again. We've been home for less than a week today. Of course, now we're not home, so I don't know how you count it. But I was thinking about it yesterday, thinking about the talk I'm giving this morning and thinking about saying this and thinking, boy, back in the day, that experience of going through those fires and being evacuated, having so many friends, I know you probably all do. Everybody knows somebody who lost everything, ran out with maybe their laptop, maybe not. Like, it's devastating. It's really intense, right? But I have to say, and I'm not negating that I had difficulty going through this, that we both had. It was, some of it was really hard. Some of it is really hard. It is hard right now sometimes to live in Sonoma County and to have a home. To have not lost her home. Like that. You understand what I'm saying? It's like it goes layers and layers and layers deep. But I have to say, I am so grateful for the consciousness that I have achieved through one prayer at a time, one Sunday morning at a spiritual community at a time, one class at a time, to get me to the place where I could walk through that the way I have walked through that. Now, I can also look at it and say, oh, I see how I could do better next time for sure. I will eat well also while I'm out of my house, for instance. But I had fun.
You did, baby.
I did have fun, yeah. It's right here. Okay, so, but I mean, there are things I can do, and I see them, and I know them, but I don't have to stay there, right? And I would have to say that even given all of this, I would say I live a charmed life. I really do feel that way. I mean, this is what we do. This is what we do. Are you kidding me? This is our life. How blessed are we? Okay. So one of the things that I love about Centers for Spiritual Living is our prayer. And that's what I'm going to talk about, because when I was talking about the trajectory, the journey from that to this, it was prayer. It was changing my consciousness. It was one belief at a time, and how I did that was primarily, I mean, it's a lot of spiritual practice, but prayer. And so who here knows intimately the five steps of Science of Mind Prayer? Awesome. Take your classes, you know, get it deeper. Okay, but for those of you who know, for a reminder, because it's always good to be reminded, and for anybody who doesn't have that intimate familiarity, I'm going to review the five steps very simply and quickly. Step one, Z said it. We've been all saying it all morning in our prayer, in our meditation. There's one thing. Now, what's cool about this is that we metaphysicians have been saying this for hundreds, thousands, thousands, thousands of years, but now the scientists are agreeing with us. Science, quantum physicists, there is one thing. And this one energy, it's not even an energy, but for the sake of talking about it, we'll say it's an energy, right? Because even quantum physicists would say, it's not an energy. Energy is a thing. Energy is a thing. And it's not a thing. It's more complicated than that. It's more mind-blowing than that. But there is one cause, one source, one thing that is behind and through everything. So you and I think that we're standing here. I'm standing here. You're sitting there. And there's space between us. No. There's this one thing intimately, infinitely here in me, in you, and in between us in what we think of as the space. This is a reality. This isn't just some spiritual thing we talk about. This is the truth. Science says it, right? Our Western minds, we like science. I love science. Okay, so that's one. Two, I already said it. If it's everything, it has to be here. It has to be where you are sitting. It has to be all that is where you are sitting. There is nothing else happening. Not in the fires, not in the people who lost their homes, nothing, nowhere, everything, always is this one thing. Okay, step three in prayer. So that's the two steps of the prayer, right? There's one thing. It's everywhere, including right here. Step three is where we go talk about, and I'm going to come back to this, what we want. Like, what made you think of praying? either you're so happy you just got to tell Spirit about it, or you want something to shift, something different, right? So that's step three, and we're going to come back to that. Step four, which I like to pepper, if you will, throughout all the steps, because let's be real, is gratitude. Because I'm grateful there's one thing, and I'm grateful to live a life where that's what I get to be thinking about and talking about. And I'm grateful to know that it's right here. And I'm grateful in advance of what's coming, the step three. But grateful in step four for the answered prayer, for the manifestation of what it is you're asking for, right? And step five is we release it. We let Spirit have it, because Spirit can always make it better than we're thinking anyway, as it will, right? Okay. So in my years of being a religious scientist, I like that phrase when I think about it the way that I just did. Anyway, a religious scientist, that's what we are. And what I like about this prayer is that we are doing what those quantum physicists now and neuroscience, neuroplasticity people are talking about, that we become a vibration that attracts things in the process of doing this prayer. So when I was being with all of this in my process of evolving prayer in my own way, I was aware, step three, the most important thing that I can do in step three is feel it. Not feel the wanting or the longing, because that's what I do when I'm not praying. Let's be real, I still do that. I'm talking about feeling like I'm going to feel when I have what it is I'm wanting. Feeling like that. Now, I was working on a thing the other day, and I had to do like little steps. So I like this too. In my prayer, I went, I can feel what it feels like to get from here to here. But I'm visualizing going all the way to Z, right? But I can't imagine getting to Z yet. But I can imagine being here. And then I can imagine going from here to here. I can imagine that, and I can feel, oh, yes, how exciting to be moving in that direction. And then I can imagine going from there to here, etc., until actually in my process of prayer, I got myself to imagine. No, I wasn't actually praying to be next to Z, because I get to do that because I'm so charmed. So what I was studying in my own process of all this was, what is it I say to myself when I feel having it? There are things in my own mind that I think. There are thoughts that I think that help me, because I wanted help feeling it like it's already done, like it's already here. And so for me, what I realized is when I have the answer to my prayer, and especially when it like shows up, like poof, here it is, the answer to your prayer. What is my automatic happy response? Oh my God. That's my happy response. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like someone just walks up and hands you $100. Oh my God. Someone pays for your hotel because they just want to be generous. Oh my God. Oh my God. Right? That's what I say. And another thing that we say a lot is, this is more amazing than I ever could even have imagined. And ultimately, if I say this in my prayer, the answer to the prayer is always more amazing than I could have imagined. So these are my phrases. So I invite you right now to just think for a moment, close your eyes, and imagine that something magically suddenly shifts today for you, and you have a desire pop into experience, pop into reality in your life today. That thing you've been wanting, poof, it's here. What is the thing you say to yourself? What is that phrase? If it isn't, oh my God, what is your phrase? And for now, I just want you to be aware of that phrase and that feeling that you all have, like little smiles on your faces. It's very sweet. That feeling. And hold that while my wife shares a story with you.
Okay, so I want to share a story about doing this practice. About 10 years ago now, I went to hear this speaker named Melissa Felipe. Maybe you've heard of her. At the time, she wasn't a minister. She was just a musician. So I go to hear this person, Melissa Felipe. I'd never met her. Go hear her, and she gave a talk about exactly what she was just describing. We actually have we've developed it into a whole practice now. We call it the Oh My God practice. So she gave a talk about basically an earlier version of the Oh My God practice. And I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to this talk, and I'm thinking, oh my God. I had been interested in spirituality for a long time. I had been meditating, I had been doing affirmations, that kind of thing. And I'd had a lot of experience with wonderful manifestations in my life, except in one area. And that one area was relationships. Now, ever since I first entered into the wild and wacky world of intimate relationships, first I had to figure out the gay thing, then I had to figure out the androgynous thing, but once I got those down, then there was another thing, which was I noticed I tended, there was a pattern of, let's say, let's call it unavailable people. I'm sure none of you can relate to this, but this was my experience, which was, if someone really liked me a lot, I found them not at all attractive. And if someone had no interest in me at all, I found them very, very attractive. It was a little bit of an impediment in relationships. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this Melissa Felipe person talk about more amazing than I could imagine, and I realize, oh, that's what I need to do in my prayer. Because by saying more amazing than I could imagine, I'm letting the divine, I'm letting spirit bust open all my ideas, right? My maybe not so good, not so helpful ideas. Now, at the time, too, when I heard this Melissa Felipe person talk, I had been actively working a prayer about relationships for about 2.5 years. Like, it had been quite a while. I'd been working this. And what happened, maybe some of you can relate to this, is I'm working this, and what happened was I started to attract people and events and things that were kind of where I was in consciousness at the time. So, which was not always so great, but it really allowed me to look at where I was. But let's just say the whole unavailable pattern, right? It's happening, you know, not so great. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna apply this. I'm gonna apply this more amazing than I could ever imagine. I really, really liked that phrase. As for the Melissa Felipe person herself, I was just like, you know, it wasn't like, oh my God, that's my person right there. But I did think, wow, she's really cool. I mean, she's really interested in, she's like super spiritual. And she's creative and she's a smart aleck about things. And I really liked her. So I went up afterwards and I was all excited. And I was complimenting her stole. She doesn't remember me really at all. She just remembers this kind of funny androgynous person who was super excited about her stole. She just, you know, nothing. But I went on my merry little way. So I go off and I'm working my prayer. And one thing I noticed was when I was working my prayer. Now we talk here about not outlining, right? So if we're wanting to claim and affirm better source of transportation, we don't necessarily pick the exact make and model of the car, for example. I mean, we can, but sometimes if we directly decide exactly what we want, we kind of limit spirit's ability to bring us something that's maybe even better than we could imagine. And I noticed when I was doing my relationship prayer about more amazing than I could imagine, I kept seeing this woman with short blonde hair. And I'm thinking, well, I don't think that's outlining. I think I'm psychic. I'm pretty sure that's what that is, right? I'm pretty sure. Because sometimes, you know, we do get visions. Sometimes we get very specific visions about things. So I was pretty sure that's what I was getting. A year goes by, and I go to a retreat, Woman Spirit, and who happens to be there but Melissa Felipe? And she came up to me because I just had a book published, and she wanted to chat. And so we talked for a while, and we realized, like, wow, it's great to talk with her. And then a month later, I was just starting to play keyboards again, and I was classically trained. So a mutual friend suggested, hey, go take some lessons with Melissa Felipe. So I did. I took two. And on the second lesson, we talked for 4.5 hours. And this began a period that we now call back in the day, when we were falling in love but not realizing that we were falling in love, right? We had just found our new best friend. It's my new best friend. Because she thought she was straight at the time, and I was waiting for my woman with short blonde hair, right? I was very sure. So we had this 2-month period, and after about 2 months, we both wake up within a few days of each other to like, oh my God. Now, we were both working that prayer, right? She practices what she preaches. She was working that prayer about relationships. I was working that prayer about relationships. More amazing than we can imagine. And, that was 9 years ago. And it's true. It really is more amazing than anything I could imagine, because she's my wife and it's incredible. And this whole ministry is growing up and all this creative. I mean, it's truly more amazing than anything I would ever have imagined. Now, you might say, what about that woman with short blonde hair? Here's the thing. I think that that vision was planted by Spirit. Because I had such a specific vision, I didn't recognize her when she came along. So I was not guarded. I was not playing any games. I had just met my new best friend. That was all, right? And so Spirit kind of tricked me. Spirit kind of tricked both of us. The other thing is, when I look at that pattern now about being unavailable, I was unavailable. I was unavailable. So I start doing this prayer about more amazing than I could ever imagine. And Spirit comes on in, because I'm saying I'm open, Spirit. I'm open to having you work it and move it. And so Spirit goes, okay, I'm going to plant the perfect vision in your head, and I'm going to set up the perfect set of circumstances to truly create a relationship beyond your wildest dreams. And that is the power of the Oh My God practice. Thank you.
And it was way beyond what I'd ever imagined, if you know what I'm talking about. That's another talk. Okay, so let's do a little version of a part of what we call the Oh My God practice, okay? So coming back to your phrase that you think when your dream comes true today, that phrase that pops in your head, Oh My God, is mine. You know yours, right? Okay. So it's going to be a little bit of like, we're not all together here, maybe, unless you all chose Oh My God as your phrase. But don't, if that's not your phrase, I want you to say your phrase, okay? Every time I say, Oh My God, in the tonality that I say, Oh My God, you say your phrase. Ready? So what I want you to do is close your eyes and think of maybe that thing that you already thought of, whatever it would be. If you saw a practitioner today, what would it be you would pray about? What would you ask for? If they said at the beginning of the session, let's say they said, what do you want? What do you want? What is the longing of your heart? So imagine that. And in a little bubble right in front of you, see it as a reality. Like, it's done. You got your dream. It's here. And feel how good it feels to have it. And then repeat after me. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Oh my God.
Wow.
And now open your eyes and look around and celebrate with each other your things and go on. Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my,
oh
God,
my
God.
God. Oh my God.
Yay. Wow.
Okay, and if you're willing to take it all the way home, we're going to show you the thing that we do last after our practice. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay,
yes.
On your feet if you're up for it. Turn to somebody. You're telling, you just told them what happened. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Woo!
Yay.
Okay. And now Breathe and feel what that feels like. And sit back down. And repeat after me. And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay, so we're going to do another song, and this the name of this song is Fortify Your Faith, because sometimes when you're working this stuff, like I said, I was working that prayer for close to 4 years, right? Sometimes it can be 40 years. Sometimes we really have to work it, and really, it takes time. So what do we need to do? We need to fortify our faith. Fortify your faith, not face. You don't need to fortify your face. You can do that too, but it's fortify our faith. So this is a call and response. I would like you to repeat after me. We're going to move again. Clarify.
Clarify.
Magnify.
Magnify.
Now this one's a little tricky. I say occupy, and you say occupy your faith.
Your faith.
So I say occupy.
Occupy your faith.
Beautiful. Then it's glorify.
Glorify.
Testify.
Testify.
Fortify.
Fortify your faith.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's beautiful.
It. And then we're going to sing together right after that. And you're just going to sing with me, but I'll teach it to you, call and response. So you sing this. Fortify.
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 Fortify your faith.
Fortify your faith.
Fortify.
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 Fortify your faith.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Boy, you're so good.
Yeah, you're awesome. Would you guys be willing to stand for this one? Yeah.
Make sure you can see
her. Yeah, make
her,
sure you can see
her, them.
Me. Yeah. Make sure you can see me. Yeah. Also, I like to move. Don't be alarmed. No one's ever been hurt, at least not yet. So if you'd like to move with me, I wouldn't mind. All right, I think we're ready.
Fortify. Fortify. Fortify your faith. Fortify, fortify, fortify your faith.
Oh yeah! When I was a child, an itty bitty baby child, I didn't believe in nothing. Faith was for suckers, I told myself. People who are weak, people who need help. But all around me, everyone would say, you gotta believe, you gotta pray. Believing in nothing ain't no way. Here's what you gotta do. Each and every day you gotta clarify,
clarify,
magnify,
magnify,
occupy, occupy your faith. And then you gotta glorify,
glorify,
testify,
testify,
fortify,
fortify
your faith.
Oh, you've got to fortify, fortify,
fortify your faith.
Oh yeah.
Fortify, fortify, fortify your faith.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time went on and I grew up. I started to question. I said, what's up with my life, the world, the universe, and how things work? Why am I here? Tell me now, what's my worth? I started to notice synchronicities and a power beyond what I could see. Next thing I knew, I heard Spirit say, here's what you gotta do. Each and every day you gotta clarify,
clarify,
magnify,
magnify,
occupy, occupy your faith, and then you gotta glorify,
glorify,
testify,
testify,
fortify,
fortify
your faith.
Oh, you've got to
fortify, fortify, fortify your faith.
Oh yeah.
Fortify, fortify, fortify your faith.
Now I see the faith is so much bigger than me. It starts in the heart and grows where it stops. God only knows. So if you're down, if you're blue, remember that Spirit is bigger than you. Let it hold you, mold you, take you, shape you. And here is all you have to do. You gotta clarify, magnify, occupy your faith. And then you gotta glorify, testify, fortify your faith. Oh yeah, you gotta clarify, magnify, occupy your faith. And then you gotta glorify, testify, fortify your faith.
Oh, you've got to fortify your faith. Oh yeah, fortify.